This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Somnath Temple in Gujarat stands tall and eternal and showcases the country's civilizational courage and unbroken devotion. Mr. Modi today performed Maha Puja, followed by the Kumbh Abhishek and flag hoisting ceremony at the temple as part of the Somnath Amrut Mahotsav. The celebrations mark 75 years since the inauguration of the restored temple dedicated to Lord Shiva. In a social media post after the visit to the temple, Prime Minister Modi said, 1,000 years ago, the first of many attacks on Somnath took place. Mr. Modi said the doors of the newly rebuilt Somnath Temple opened in 1951 in the presence of the then President Dr. Rajendra Prasad, proclaiming to the world that while the attackers have faded into the dust of history, the soul of Bharat endures. Early addressing the gathering at the temple, Prime Minister Modi said, India is moving ahead with self-confidence and that the country's cultural heritage has played a key role in this progress. He said the reconstruction of the temple by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel reflected India's commitment to preserving its heritage with pride.
Azadi ke samay Sardar Sahab ne 500 se zyada riyasaton ko jodkar ek Bharat ka aadhunik swarup ghada tha. To saath hi Somnath ke punarnirman se unhone duniya ko bataya tha Bharat keval azad nahi hua hai. भारत अपने प्राचीन गौरव को पुनः हासिल करने के मार्ग पर भी अब आगे बढ़ चुका है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इनॉग्रेटेड द सरदार धाम हॉस्टल एट वडोदरा अ शॉर्ट व्हाइल अगो. द प्रोजेक्ट इंक्लूड्स हॉस्टल फैसिलिटीज फॉर 1,000 बॉयज एंड 1,000 गर्ल्स अलोंग विद एमिनिटीज लाइक अ सेंट्रल डाइनिंग हॉल, लाइब्रेरी एंड ऑडिटोरियम. मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो विजिटेड वेरियस फैसिलिटीज एट द सरदार धाम कॉम्प्लेक्स, including the reception area, civil amenities, dining area and e-library. The government today informed that there is no shortage of any petroleum products in the country and India has a stock of 60 days of crude oil, 60 days of natural gas and 45 days of LPG. This was informed during the fifth meeting of the informal group of ministers on West Asia, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today. The meeting took stock of the latest developments in the conflict and discussed ways to bolster country's readiness to ensure its minimum effect on the people. India is among the few countries where petroleum prices have held steady throughout this period of global volatility, even after more than 70 days since the conflict started. During the meeting, it was informed that the foreign exchange reserves stand at a comfortable $703 billion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh directed the officials to take concrete steps to implement the Prime Minister's appeal at the ground level. Prime Minister Modi made 7 appeals to citizens yesterday to deal with adverse impacts of West Asia crisis, including prioritizing work from home wherever possible, reducing fuel consumption by using metros and public transport, and opting to carpooling, avoiding foreign travel for a year. In Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today said that corporate funding is essential for habitat restoration, technology-driven monitoring and community-based conservation of big cats. Addressing a CII annual business summit in New Delhi, the minister urged industry leaders to actively support global big cat conservation efforts.
Next June 1st and 2nd, India will be hosting the first World Summit of International Big Cat Alliance. IBCA is Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji's initiative to save the 7 big cats of the world. Corporate funding is essential to support critical areas of big cat conservation such as habitat restoration, technology-driven monitoring and surveillance, community-based conservation, capacity building and conservation awareness. I urge you all to come forward to save the big cats, because the big cat maintain ecological balance, protecting vast landscape, biodiversity and water resources.
India continued to hold the number one position in the latest ICC men's ODI team rankings following the annual update released today. However, the lead over New Zealand has reduced from 8 to 5 points. India's rating slipped by 1 point from 119 to 118, while New Zealand gained 2 points, moving up to 113. And that is the end of this news bulletin.